Okay, hello. My name is Michael Drake. I will be conducting the ASU COVID-19 interview for the archive project. I have with me.
Bernie Forbes.
Okay. I'll first start off by saying this interview will be recorded and uploaded to the ASU COVID-19 archive project, which is public. Do you understand and grant permission that this interview can be recorded and made public at the ASU website?
Yes.
Awesome, cool. Then let's get started. All right, first off, can you give me a little bit of background about your religion? Do you have a specific denomination or following?
I grew up in a non-denominational Christian-based church in Kentucky, and our church were considered non-denominational, but we practice Christian practices and worship techniques, and we study the Bible as a modern-day Christian would.
All right, awesome. Next set of questions. So first, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I wouldn't say it's affected my faith or my beliefs in any way. I still have a very high level of faith and I still have a very high level of belief. If anything, it just made my faith and beliefs stay at home instead of being out every Sunday.
Okay. Your next question, is your religious community still gathering currently? How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Our church is no longer gathering at the physical chapel, but they do have online live broadcasting at their throughout on the internet, as well as they have podcasts that get posted a day after Sunday. So if you can't watch it live, you can always download the podcast or the video itself from the website that they have. And it hasn't affected my participation in the religious community because it's still very much an active group. They get together and they talk, and it's like a live feed. Everyone can comment, everyone can talk about it, and there are groups and email chains and a whole lot of prayer chains, if you will, that continue keeping up everyone's faith and morale within this COVID-19 and the stay-at-home order.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool. I haven't heard really about podcasts happening. All right, third question. Is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service that would attempt to alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
Yes, I believe there are some of our higher up deacons and some of our older members. They have a kind of like a food drive going where they have the younger people driving packed foods and dropping them off at people's houses who can't go out because of their age or health. And they're doing it pretty regularly every week with donations from the church members.
Oh. Okay. Kind of last question. Are there any sort of, I guess, rituals that you haven't been able to attend that your church may put on? Any kind of pilgrimages that, like, kind of travel that you might be, quote unquote, mandated or required to do that you haven't been able to participate in?
I think the biggest thing I'm missing out on is on Sunday night, there was a younger crowd of worship service that lasts for about an hour. And then after the worship service, there's small groups that happen where everyone gets together and they kind of talk about their week. And then they talk about the upcoming week and maybe potential spiritual battles they may be about to encounter. And I think that type of community is something that I miss.
Well, thank you for your time again. Yeah, thank you for participating in this project.